Welcome to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley with a piece about the color blue. Summer always makes me appreciate the color blue, especially when I'm canoeing on a wide blue lake under a clear blue sky with hazy blue mountains off in the distance. As 19th century writer John Ruskin once wrote, "Blue color is everlastingly appointed by the deity to be the source of delight." But blue is a complicated color because it has contradictory meanings. For example, in addition to being delightful, to be blue is to feel bleak and dismal. This quality of meaning is remarkable when we reflect that blue is a primary color. It is pure in itself and not made by combining with other colors. So how could one single color have two opposite meanings? The dictionary does not really clarify this question. It defines blue in three different ways: the pure color of a clear sky, and the color of the deep sea, and the color of mountains in the distance. This definition covers a lot of territory, because the sky, the sea, and the mountains represent three different elements: air, water, and earth, which have three distinct symbolic meanings. So how do we go about understanding the essence of the color blue? In ancient times, the blue of the sky signified the Great Mother, the Queen of Heaven. Her name was Yuni. She created the heavens and the earth by speaking everything into existence. This is where we get the word universe, the world created by the goddess Yuni's words. Thus, the blue of the sky was the color of sacred speech. It was truth, intellect, wisdom, and revelation. Blue also signifies our own speech. In the chakra healing system, the throat, the fifth energy point, is colored blue, showing our divine lineage with the Queen of Heaven. The air of the blue sky is also the element of speech, as well as thought, poetry, music, and all forms of communication with which we create our own worlds. The blue of speech is the gateway to consciousness, worldly as well as divine. Historically, the color blue has been associated with spiritual practice. Egyptian deities were robed in blue to signify divine wisdom and power. Hindu and Aztec goddesses and gods had blue skin to symbolize their connection with the heavens. Many of our expressions come from the color blue's link to the mystery and power of the heavens. To move at a blue streak means to go preternaturally fast. Something mysterious and unexpected is said to come out of the blue, and to be noble, like the gods, is to be true blue. But blue is also the color of the great deep, the feminine principle of the waters. The blue of water signifies the fluidity in the unknowable depths of the emotions that swirl and flow of their own volition and in their own patterns. There can be great insight and great turmoil in this deep blue sea of emotion. In these dark blue realms where the unconscious resides, both the sun and the self go to die and to be reborn, sinking below the western sea at sunset and rising from the eastern sea at dawn. This is where the term to be blue comes from, to be so deeply sunk in the depths of emotion that one appears to be drowning in them. The quality that the color blue shares with sky and sea is expansiveness, the yearning to reach into other dimensions, connecting to all that is. The essence of the color blue is unity. Blue covers all beings under the same blue sky. The great blue sea touches all the land masses on the earth. and we are all connected by the distant vistas of hazy blue mountains that suggest relationships as yet unknown that can bring us in contact with other beings who view their blue horizons that exist all over this earth, this big blue marble on which we live. Sacré bleu, sacred blue, blessed be. You've been listening to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley.